Live.
Boom.
Live from the flat. Mickey's here.
Yeah!
Can't get a show podcast.
Do you still hear it still, every time?
Every time I say it, my toes go like curry. And my flip-flops. Because I've no skin left on my toes from the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
From the kicking at, well, grappling us.
I went down to Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu the other day and it was dead early. I could hear something like... Whoop, whoop. And I looked in and it's like a proper dungeon of a... Have you ever seen that gym? No. It's in the middle of town. And you walk up steps up like three floors. And then it's guys like... You know, like hitting shit with mallets. And like the kettlebells are like fucking 50k.
Jesus Christ.
A girl who's pregnant doing them. It's mental. And then you walk down the back and in. It's like a proper like pit. No windows.
Aye.
Sweat box. Just... Herpes everywhere. And then I could hear this guy kicking the thing, and I walked out. There's just one guy that goes to the class, tops off,
just kicking a pillar,
just beating the fuck out of this bag,
concrete coming out of the roof. No,
and then some other, and there's actually a tractor, there's a tractor tire in the room that they have to roll out of the way because people are like hitting with a sledgehammer.
Jesus Christ.
But then this other fella come in, built like a shit house, and starts starts hitting this bag. And it wasn't hanging, it was like in the corner of the thing like that. And he was going fucking apeshit at it. His back looked like a barrel of snakes. And he's punching it, and then he went to kick it. And he was going that hard, he kicked the wall first. I seen it. He tried to play it off. And he was, I'm not as good at it as I used to be. Fucking.
I was imagining the other day, there was a guy on one of the fucking spinning bikes, and he had the resistance right up to about 10.
The resistance?
Uh-huh. I could see the pad on his cycling shorts bulging.
I think if I started wearing cycling shorts, I'd never stop.
Because you wouldn't be able to get them back off. Back
on. Just having to cut a hole in my junk coming out of them. I actually have a pair, like, over there somewhere. But they're not cycling. They don't have to be padded gooch.
Just Spanx.
They're just wee Spanx. Keep
hold everything in.
I tell you what's gross. I actually have the top to match. So I've got this Lycra sort of...
What?
Mime suit.
Why do you have that?
Because before I got the gi for the jiu-jitsu, I was like, my bag is going to be falling out all over the place here.
Good point, actually.
So I just got, you know, like regular shorts. Your balls will be all over the shit. So I just got to be proud of them, keep it all fucking packed in.
Aye.
And then I skinned my elbow on the mat, which is unpleasant. So I got the long sleeve thing for under a t-shirt.
Like Under Armour shit, like, is it?
It's not Under Armour, because it was about £70.
Ah, right.
And I was like, I'm not paying £70 for it to be under my t-shirt.
Ah. If you're going to pay £70, it's going to look style.
Aye. It's going to be an over-armour.
Aye, exactly, yes.
I'm spending £60.
A three-piece over-armour, I hope.
So I got one of them. What was I going to say? Oh, aye, so it's like skin tight to your body, right?
Aye.
So you're moving about. I'm hairy as fuck. Right?
You get all static, was it?
There was nowhere for the hair to go, so I took it off and just pulled a beard out of my belly button. All the spare hair come off and just had nowhere to go and just tried to escape out of my belly button. And when it was done, it was actually a joke. I was like, what the f... And it just came out, you know, like a cotton wool ball of pubes.
That's...
Of chest pubes.
Disgusting. But at the same time, intriguing. I might buy one of myself just to...
It's not unusual to...
fall in love with anyone.
To get a strange pube in your mouth and doing some sort of grapple.
That's nice. I can imagine I don't want to grapple myself. I'm getting pubes in my mouth. Talking about Vonnies.
Vonnies with a V. Tongue grappling. I heard a funny quote. Is, do you know who it was? This guy called Barry. Paul Curry's brother.
Barry Curry?
I think that's his name.
That's a shame.
Yeah, but he's...
There's his mom called Bernie.
Chicken. Anyway,
I got an uncle called Al, middle name Frazee.
Al Frazee.
It's a joke. It's pronounced Al Frazee, you think?
What was the story? He's ginger anyway. And he goes, fucking pee in my mouth. He goes, it's not ginger, so it's not mine anyway. I laughed.
You seem to be enjoying yourself anyway.
Long walked the well, that story.
Rest some of the bigger lads.
I'm going to plug dates now.
Style.
Lavery's. 24th of October. Tell a lie, September.
No.
Joe Rooney, you,
Michelle,
me, Phil McKeown. That'd be a good crack, wouldn't it?
That'd be good banter.
Be good banter indeed.
Would be now.
Be good banter indeed. First page of the book. Have you seen the book? The brochure.
There's a brochure?
That's it. It's the wee book on the left.
Wee back's all sore now.
Maggie hurt his back sitting.
Wasn't sitting actually, it was laying down.
Oh, look.
So you think you have sciatica?
I don't know what the fuck I have. Back spine aids.
Doesn't sound like sciatica. It sounds like you just heard it. I don't know. Sound like you're watching Game of Thrones too long.
Could have been the situation, to be honest with you. Like 40 hours of TV in about 10 days. It's pretty good going. Like,
that's more hours than there is hours.
Yeah. I actually like noticed the point where the ditty stopped appearing as often and the more people died. Yeah.
It's a sad day. It's sad
really
day.
It really is a sad day.
But then there's not many tits. You're just like, someone cut a tit off or something. Like, there's just loads of tits.
Of course, you.
Balkan.
I was talking with Albert the other day and he was all like, see when it's filmed here, can you notice fucking anything? Like, you know, is there anything in the background? I'd be like, fucking, did you notice? I was like what, like fucking Samson and Glass?
Got a KFC in the shankle.
Was
that out the back of Smithfield?
I knew they kept a fucking dragon out there.
That'd be a good bit.
I know, I've already written it, I've just thrown that in.
What bit from Khaleesi's fucking about the dragon though? Europa's in the background. I seen him.
Fucking dead in that.
I seen him. He's lighting up there.
See that cunt Joffrey in the Robinsons? Walking about fucking trying to get served, wee bastard.
Why? Wee tiny mouth like a fucking starfish. He's got a wee anus mouth, doesn't he, Joffrey?
Can't die.
But then real life, very smart.
Oh, for real?
He goes like Trinity and does fucking law or something.
Seriously? Is he?
He's Irish, yeah.
Is he?
Jack Gleeson.
Fuck me, I didn't even know. Is he in the new Star Wars? No.
I don't know. Like how new?
The ones that are coming out.
He might be.
Is somebody Gleeson? Is there not? Who cares?
If it was, wasn't it Brendan?
It's one of his sons, I think.
That'd be a good crack if he was in it.
Mm-hmm. Put that fucking down.
Yeah. You up your fucking hole. Are you leaving, Moyne?
Yeah.
Okay, shut the door. So, hold on. 24th of September. I suppose you're playing the Millennium Forum and then 9th of...
October.
Is that going to go badly?
I don't know. What's your tickets like? Do you know?
Well, about a month ago, I think it was 6.
Oh, style. I just did Strabane there on Saturday with 31 people.
Wow.
In the foyer. Did you do the theatre or did you go to the front?
I did the cabaret in the room.
Did you?
Theatre.
How many do you have in?
50 something.
Fucking jammy bastard.
It was dead, like.
I had nobody.
Was it okay, though? Did you sort of pull it
off?
It
was weird. It was like, because they've got like a wee gallery thing up the stairs. Which to me is perfect for a fucking gig.
Uh-huh.
But they wanted to keep it downstairs near the bar, obviously. So by the time I arrived down, it was already set up, so you couldn't really ask them to move it.
Yeah.
But it was like, because there was two levels, I could hear an echo, but the audience couldn't. So I'm thinking to myself, and I'm talking, like, you know, there's no laughs coming, but it's just the fucking noise coming back down from the top.
Yeah.
So it was a weird fucking gig, like.
It was weird when I did it too, to be honest.
Mm.
It's weird because... Like, well, bar like a couple, like you sold out a couple, didn't you?
No.
But it's like, it's almost like, should we really be doing them yet? You get the odd one, you know, where it's like, you got Armagh or something, so it's packed full of people, but like, all the rest of the places, you're sort of like, I don't know. In fact, the likes of that alley thing, you're like, what does well in there?
No.
What do they have that does
well?
I don't think
they're doing well at all, to be honest with you, because I think even the likes of Jake and, like, I think Neil Delamere pulled his gig out there a couple of times.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't selling well. And he sells out everywhere, like.
Yeah, not selling well to him would be, like, 80 tickets, probably. It's not worth his while going. But it's weird to finish, like, a wee tour like that or something, and all you have to do is think about doing it again next year.
I know, that's fucking insane. I'm already thinking, how the fuck am I going to write another one?
It's not the writing of it, it's just like, how do you fucking intrigue people to come along?
I know. I was lucky enough to have a wee bit of TV, like, because I did four of them before the summer.
Yeah.
And they sold pretty well.
Yeah.
But even, like, the gap of an extra couple of months and doing the second run of it when you haven't been on TV for 6 months, you notice a massive difference in it. Like, coincidentally, I'm in the Mac Theatre on Thursday night. Anyone wants to come down?
Actually, I was going to
say Mac Theatre Belfast.
Is it the Mac?
In the Mac on Thursday, and then I'm in Island Arts Centre Lisburn Saturday.
I've never been to the Mac.
Neither have I. Don't even know where the fuck it is.
I might come down.
I'm going to say to you, might come around for a wee like a pint afterwards.
Have a look about, aye. If my fucking face isn't hanging out of my face.
No, right enough. If my back isn't fucking hanging off my back.
I wonder what a root canal involves.
You put his root in your mouth.
Well, he's peddling.
I always thought of root canals with it, like, they don't drill into your tooth, do they?
They take the root out of your tooth.
Oh, don't.
No, but the root's the sore bit.
Aye. It's just, even the idea is to make my mouth do like water out of fear.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah. No, but I think when you have a sore tooth, it's the nerve that's sore.
Aye.
So they take it away. So the
No sore no more?
It should be sore just from them fucking with it.
Aye.
For like a day or two. But this is the thing, most people get root canals. By the time it's the stage where they need a root canal, they're in fucking murderous agony.
I think my sister's had one done. She didn't think it was that bad. Like,
not nowadays. It's not bad. They just freeze your face.
Usually, like back in the day, if you needed a root canal, just pulled your fucking tooth out, didn't it?
Well, I needed one there. That's why I got that tooth out.
Mm.
Just because I was not like that was fucking horrific.
Aye.
And they were like, "Do you want to come back?" This was like a Monday, and they're like, "Do you want to come back Wednesday afternoon to get it filled?" And I was like, "Get the fucking tooth out of my head before I."
Kill everyone.
And it was like two. Remember, I said the two wee small women struggling to like grab my enormous head.
Aye.
Just fucking swaying it back and forward. She's got the pliers, like she's fucking, like she's making dough.
Aye.
Fucking, just churning butter here.
Ugh. I said when I got my, I think I tooth, I forgot to get my braces on. I was about 17, 16. And he said he couldn't get it out because the root was too strong. So he was like, "I'm just going to give you a bit more of a numb thing here, and I'm going to have to like break it off and pull it out." And I could feel him twisting it. I could feel the root. It wasn't sore. I could just feel it. Do you know, like, twisting around inside my gum? And you're that fucking numbed out of it. You're kind of going, that's just weird, mate.
No, you feel it. So you feel the pressure and stuff, but you don't feel
the pain or anything, yeah. But then he had to put his knee in my chest to try and break the tooth. And then, like, fucking drill the end of it away. Like, just fucking drill it out of my mouth.
Oh, my God.
The blood, Colin. The blood.
No, what I was thinking about, you know, if you, the girl with the Hoover beside you.
Aye. What the fuck does she see?
No, I was just thinking, where's that go? Can you imagine the tube, like the tube which runs down to like a bin filled with tooth and blood
and gum particles and fucking, I must fucking stink. Like,
fuck knows whatever.
Aye.
I was talking about this last week, but remember I was going to the dentist once to get like one of these polishy things. And my dad goes, you love the shits.
Aye.
And he was right.
I remember you sent it to me, and then I went to like the hygienist one time.
Aye, that's what
to get like a fucking deep gum clean stuff like that.
Deep gum clean? Are we Korean lads?
I leant back and we back up, sir. A deep gum clean. And fucking yeah, I was like, because we were doing lobbies that night. And like, 10 minutes before the start of the show, I was like, I'm getting the flu here.
Yeah.
Just fucking
weird.
Just all cold sweats and fucking ill as shit. Like
eating a load of bacteria. I swear to God, like. Literally 12 hours after I was in there, it was just like, your stomach goes, and you're just going,
I've been here for the next week now.
Shit fire. I love that. Do you ever get a tooth out? Like, properly?
Just that? No, just the ones for that thing. I don't even have any filled.
There's just this wee, like, that's the noise when it comes out. Just a wee, like.
I remember my sister getting, like, 4 out when she was a kid. And, like, they sent them home with her in a wee tooth fairy bag. And they're like, there's some teeth. And, like, you take them out. You're expecting to see, like, because the only tooth I'd ever seen quite was a baby tooth.
Yeah.
And they pull out this fucking 6-inch long fucking bloodied dagger.
Yeah. It's like, some of them are fucking wrangling. It's just bad. Teeth are shit. You nearly want them all root canal.
Aye. You nearly want, just implanted dentures now. Like.
Oh. So bad.
I know.
And then they're telling me I need fucking rip them all out.
To get veneers.
I don't give a fuck. What was I going to say to you? Any other crack? I haven't seen you news.
I know, it's been fucking. Back when we went for pints and haven't been anywhere near you at all.
What a mad night that was. How'd that end?
Pizza.
Oh, Jesus. I did that. That's right.
It's a pizza each, wasn't it?
at the food fuck. Fit, and we ate the whole thing, and there was one bit left, aye. And you were like about to leave it, and I was like, "Don't you dare, don't dare pretend,
don't fall the last hurdle, Mick."
You had a full 16-inch pizza
each,
and you can't finish that aye. Last bit.
And I think was finishing the last bit wasn't even an issue.
I think I had it.
I don't know what happened.
That was brutal. That was fucking brutal. What a strange night.
I was talking to Jude Collins. I just realised about 2 or 3 days after we went out, I was calling him Niall the entire night.
No, his name is Niall.
Is it Niall?
His name's Niall Collins. Don't Google this cunt. But that's why, when he did stand-up, he was always Niall Collins. That's what I thought he was. And then when he started a new job, he just changed his Facebook.
Oh, right, okay.
So that they don't, like, remember Dave, when he got a new job, deleted his Facebook because the fucking profile picture was him, this giant, like, joint that was going to like, sitting in a tent somewhere. Like, what's happening?
Engineering.
Yeah, and fix your fucking shit.
Nice and safe. Nice and safe, mate.
Blasted out of his mind.
Crack a bottle again, or?
I have one here in my bag.
Fad you do, eh?
It's empty now, but sure, fill it up, fuck it. Wouldn't waste a good drink now.
Right, we were fucking hammered up, mate.
Because you always talk to some serious psychos, don't you?
Yeah.
Those ones they're talking to. By the way, drinking red wine for anyone when they're out's not a good look.
Oh, the tapers?
You just look like you were in a fist fight.
Aye.
And drinking vinegar.
Nasty stuff, my nasty business altogether.
Oh. Brutal.
No, I haven't fucking... I've done nothing.
Game of Thrones in it?
Just, yeah. They got this wee fucking, like, chipped fucking Now TV box, so it's got just all this shit on it.
All Game of Thrones?
Yeah. Okay. All 4 series. Any TV show you can think of comes on it.
Cheers?
Yeah, actually. So, I've been in my house, like, watching fucking pirate DVDs for amazing. The last 2 or 3 weeks.
I didn't know you could say like, chipped things.
It's a weird thing. Like, I don't know why the fuck it works. But I've got like what's Expendables 3 today? You ever seen that?
What's the ones in the cinema now?
Expendables, yeah, three.
Like Ronda Rousey,
yeah, fucking very. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It really is like
murder fun.
Yeah, like the last 25 minutes of it or a shootout, it goes on for fucking ages.
Jeez.
And Rousey's kicking the fuck out of people, boy.
Throwing them about now. It's powerful. Part of one.
You're telling me. She's an awful sexy red dress with like them fucking sexy hipster like Bessie McDee glasses, but imagine them underizing a red dress. Fucking you ripped it off.
There's a few of the like UFC people that actually remain women, which is good. Because a lot of them are just men, like pit bulls with tits.
Yeah.
Like a pregnant pit bull.
Veiny pectoral ditties.
There's one of them. I'm gonna show you this picture, right? Go look, right? I'm gonna reveal it.
I just killed some time. Do 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 do
do do do do do do do do do. What, I think a Paisley down?
Ah, God bless him, mate. Funeral's today, wasn't it?
I missed it today.
Wasn't invited. Let me see you.
She looks like Hodor.
Fuck me. Hodor.
Look at her, bigger than Vanderlei Silva.
Fucking hell.
That has to have a dick.
Aye, big time. Like,
if you're at home listening to this, guys, or on a train and people can definitely see you searching for it, look up Gabby Garcia. She's a jiu-jitsu woman. There she is beside Alistair Overeem, who's a massive, massive heavyweight fighter.
She is a big unit. Like,
she just has to have a dick. There's no.
She's got a jaw like, you know, Jaws from James Bond, yeah. Who died recently.
Rest in peace.
Oh, God bless you. They're all dropping like flies. All my favourites. Robin Williams, Jaws, Paisley.
If you could write a joke with all them.
All the comedians.
Paisley, Jaws, and Williams walk into a bar, and yeah, well, that's it.
Big bar in the sky.
I don't believe you. She is a beast, isn't she?
Big time.
Gabby Garcia. She's a jiu-jitsu. She's a jiu-jitsu person. And, you know, you look at her thing and she's like, yeah, I won like 7 world championships.
Of course that, she did. Jesus Christ.
She's rolling my fucking... She's hot too.
She is pretty hot. Compared to that, I'm hot.
She looks like... It looks like... fucking The Big Show.
She looks like fucking Thor.
She looks more like Thor than short.
Than Thor looks?
I can't even speak. Put
it down. She looks like if Triple H shaved his beard.
She's a fucking brute. But no wonder she wins world championships. It's like, it looks like The Big Show rolling with Mila Kunis. Look at her trying to look all cute. Look at her hands.
Fuck me.
Oh my god. If she fingered anyone, it'd be like getting prison raped by a fucking Lexington Steel. Look at the legs on that.
Yeah, her fingers are that big, she could ejaculate out of them. Like.
Each finger has a set of balls under it. I mean,
has to wax her knuckles. Any vape from the back of my hand there, have you?
George Connors was just doing the dishes. So basically, if you're at home, Google Gabby Garcia. I mean, is that her getting triangled by the wee girl again?
No, I think she's actually just chewing on the end of her leg there.
I bet you, I wear your leg scarf. I bet you, there's like a competitive sort of pool of female jiu-jitsu people, and then they have this fucking ape.
Aye.
And it's literally just like, who gets the flip of the coin? Did you get her? Yeah, fuck.
I'll phone your ma.
There's your guy, Buchecha or whatever, right? Heavyweight male champion. Aye. And she's the same fucking size as him. God damn. God damn it, what a freak.
That bottom just dolled up now.
First, I just had a shave on him. Jesus Christ. I mean, yeah, that was the quote, I can beat any woman on earth, gay or no gay. She definitely doesn't have a gay.
She's got a big gawk.
Big gayness. Big fat gildo. She is a brick. Who?
In fact, the octagon that most other people fight in is actually inside her.
Yeah.
And now off new FA.
It's time. Big on UFC on there at the weekend, so there was.
Was there?
It was Bigfoot versus Arlovsky who's making a comeback.
Do you know what? That wee fucking boxer telling about in the house, could have watched it. Because it streams all those fucking sports things and all for you.
BT Sport. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, a lot of them, she's hot too. I mean, you could, for a female fighter.
She's hot for a female, she's
just right. a fucking woman person.
Mickey needs to go home, have his alone time now.
The thing is, you could watch them live at 3 in the morning, or you could wait till 8 in the morning and download it.
Aye.
And have a nice sleep.
Well, this wee thing records them and shit as well, so you can.
But actually,
it's good wee yoke.
I prefer just to fucking download it and skim through it.
Aye.
Because if you watch it, you're not going to sit and watch them for like 3 hours, watch the full fucking thing.
Aye.
Did you see
the old Carl Frampton fight, didn't you?
I never did. Did you go and watch it?
Yeah, it was in a pub, it was up in Derry, we just watched it in the bar. Like a pint, and a Mitch, Frampton. Does a bit of boxing there himself, so he does that. So he's talking about all the science of it, because he's been doing a bit of boxing training.
Yeah, him and Mayweather.
Getting it all like, slip it, Carl, and I'm going, fucking... Run!
Was he shouting, slip it?
I don't know.
Oh my god.
Airlock, to be honest with you.
Slip it.
Duck.
Did he hear that phrase?
Tell you what, do you want to see the fucking Nick he's in? The minute.
I'm sure he's in great Nick. He was always...
very lean.
Very tall, lean.
Sexy bastard.
Like a model.
How you, Michael, miss you?
yeah, he's always...
Who's that there? Blade there? She's not wearing no pants, Colin.
That's Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey with no pants on?
Aye. You see the top end of her blood there?
You can indeed.
Colin and Mickey Google semi-naked women and then you get to listen
how to
describe the fact I got no pants on.
Yeah, this is porn for blind people.
Yeah.
She enters the room.
No pants. You don't know what pants are. You can see her nips. You wouldn't even know what a nip is. The breast buttons.
She's wearing pink. Sorry. Good luck. Nope. She feels nice. Awful bumpy, you'll be able to read her.
You can see her piss hole.
Mm-hmm.
You can see her groin liquid hole. You have to be so lit.
You can see where the crotch fanta comes from.
Crotch fanta. Guys, if you could just hashtag crotch Fanta and we'll take your questions about this fucking ridiculous podcast.
We're still on gigs, are we?
We would die. Put our moorings out and went to that wee pub again.
Aye. Lucy the battle. Apparently.
It's mental.
Aye.
Because it's Halloween, I took a picture of it. They've obviously been like.
It's Halloween in October.
Yeah, no, but that's, I mean, that's the next event coming up, right? So, you know, they're like, well, it's coming up, we'll do a bit of
promo,
right? We'll put up our one decoration, which is this creepy, creepy fucking cat that its eyes light up. That was it. That was literally it. The whole fucking
thing.
Did
they have the sandwiches passed around, or we were there during a wake, weren't we?
Yeah. We give your phone up every week. I'm dead down there now. Actually, I'll see you next week. And they weren't even good sandwiches, but for some reason you were just like, and even better, no one likes egg and onion apart from me.
No.
I went to work on that.
Rotten bastard. Ronda Rousey's fucking beautiful. She's my favourite.
She's super hot, like, for a
murderer.
Look at her. She is a fucking murderer, look. The mean face.
Mm.
She's probably not that hot. It's just the fact that she's badass as fuck.
No, but she is hot though.
She is hot.
Who's that there?
That's Ariane. She's the UFC girl.
Oh, just one of the girls?
She is hot as fuck.
She is hot.
But she's been around. She does a bit of punditry and stuff. Like, but what are they trying to say? Like, this is about fucking 10 years apart. 2006, 2014. Still looking alright.
Nah.
8 years later, hasn't flinched. She's probably about five. Calling and making look at blurts.
On an audio podcast.
Well, that's it. We've pretty much run out of things to say. But he's talking about Paisley. There's something a bit more. He's a bit of a Boris Johnson, isn't he? Where he's like a bit more of a character compared to like a McGuinness, where you're going, definitely.
Aye. Well, there's loads of.
Definitely had a hand in murder.
Well, you would get a lot of people who'd say that. Like, Paisley's part of the reason why the troubles kept going. Like, he was fueling it quite a lot of time back in the day.
It almost seemed like
there's that. Do you remember, see a controversy thing where he put the fucking beret on and stuff and was like basically incited people to fucking lift guns and start going nuts? That he swore for like every fucking politician in Northern Ireland swore for years after they did it, they never did it.
Yeah.
So, like, he'd go on, Mr. Paisley, here's a video of it. That is not me. Mr. Adams, this is you. I was never in any part of Take a Balaclava first.
Oh, there you go, guys.
They're all a bunch of cunts.
Everything. Did I just hear McBlain retire?
Exactly. Get the fuck out, McBlain. Bartlett's in town.
Who had that DVD? What's his name? John McBlain?
Yeah, my dad's the CD in the car.
No, it wasn't even. It was the DVD and it was like shot on a phone.
Fuck, I didn't see that one.
Oh, Dan had it.
Oh, yeah.
Dan had he bought it for the crack and it was literally like self-produced. So it was like a fucking inkjet printout for the cover. And a shitty print on the thing, and you put it in, it was like, you know, like Microsoft standard sort of DVD menu and all that shit. Oh my god. And it was filmed live at the something pub in somewhere, Newton Arms or something. And it was just shit, and it was a big rowdy crowd, and it was terrible. And it was just a bar, you know, like walked around the back of the like a curtain, put a wig on and come back out and like, I'm fucking bloody blah.
I think I still have
the fucking newspaper article tomorrow.
When he was fucking, he went mental?
Yep.
I forgot, I was just about to bring that up.
This is why I keep all this shit, Mick.
Just in case you ever need to talk about it.
I still have it here. I have loads of posters of me and you, Michael. So gay.
My bedroom's covered in them.
There it is. I would have to fucking Gettles, who appeared in the less than totally successful comedy series LOL. Do you know what's funny? Ray stands by the fact that was perfect. He goes, if you look at what the brief was, he goes, that's exactly what LOL was.
The thing about LOL is that it was a step in the right direction for fucking Northern Irish comedy, like.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Taking a punt.
Where is this bit? I can't.
And had we been given a second series, I guarantee you, folks, it would have been fucking hilarious. Still trying to.
Do you know what? I'll have to read that and then come back.
But did he not... You remember Blaine? Didn't he get into a fuckload of trouble recently for doing some seriously, like... properly fucking... like, sectarian racist stuff? And somebody recorded it and put it on YouTube?
Well, that's, his, his career over.
I know, apparently he's renowned for it anyway, but it was like... Fuck, you didn't see the advert for the fucking Irish cruises, have you?
That's the best poster I've ever seen.
Oh, that's the fucking... That was a Glasgow one, wasn't it?
That just... It's a white page that says live comedy, Colin Geddes and Mickey Bartlett. And that's the only poster that spelled your name right.
I know. Ever.
Debates chamber. Domestibates. this is what... And then I've another piece here. I might take photos and put them online. There's another bit here. Ender Blender. So... Here's a photo of me wearing some sort of jester hat in the street, which is what happens when you turn up to like something like that, like a newspaper interview / photo shoot.
When was this one?
When you're absolutely fucked from the night before. I turned up, Ray was like, we'll meet at 12. I turn up about 20 to 1. At, you know that wee place facing like the Duke of York?
Aye.
I turned up, steaming, just like, what's happening? Hello. I don't want another thing where you're like, do you want a coffee or anything? Just stand at the bar. Like,
did you drink the night before? Like, or,
yeah. I was fucking, I was wrecked. Hell. And just went in, did this real fucking ridiculous thing. You were Ray sitting beside me because it was the promote LOL thing.
Aye.
And he's always like kicking me in the leg, just like, don't fucking say anything retarded here. And then they're like, should I get a few shots on the street? And I was like, sure. And just stand there like, rah.
That's like fucking...
But I just showed up in my normal gear, like, so it just looked like a fella that they took a photo of on the street. So they're like, put this on. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm steaming.
Like, down in fucking Cookstown, I'm like, here, put this pink t-shirt on.
Yeah.
Hold this big fucking large comedy sign.
Oh my God.
Hoodwink. Like, oh, right, do you want me to? Okay.
I love that work for you, because
that was the best one I had the whole fucking run, like.
Good turnout for...
For the county of Tyrone. Yeah.
Did you do any... Did you do gigs in that tour in any of those theatres where you were like, I nailed the fuck out of that? That was a great crowd.
Cookstown, I think, was my favourite one of all of them. Like. But see, that's the weird fucking thing. Is you're still, like, I was still writing it. Like, I mean, it's compared to what it is now, it's near enough a fucking totally different show.
Yeah.
There's maybe two jokes the same in it, like.
Yeah.
So, like, Cookstown was just the night where it was bang on fucking right from the start.
Yeah.
Some of the other ones, like Armagh wasn't ready and Enniskillen wasn't ready. And then Oma's just a fucking weird, like that cage in front of them. And
it's fucked up how you can go from like there to Dailies and then it's just a world apart.
Yeah. I had Dailies there last Friday night and it was just fucking.
Who was on there?
Larry Dean. Oh, I know. Have you ever seen him before?
No.
He's fucking funny, like. Really, really good.
I've never even heard of him.
He's brilliant. But there was me, who was on Dailies, there was me, Terry McHugh, Phil McEwan, Laurie, and Shane Hughes, guy from down south.
Right.
Stonking lineup.
That's a good lineup, huh?
It's good banter, now. Good crack indeed.
I'm trying to think.
Did the dirtiest set I've ever done in my entire life.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Loved it. The guy loved it.
Yeah. I like being dirty down there for some reason. Because you always know Connor Keyes. And all the ones that are involved in running are loving it.
Yeah.
Like, even when it was Terry's last gig, he's like, I wanted you down here just for a bit of filth. Because he's like, I'm out of here or whatever.
Aye.
And I was doing horrific shit. And he's like, killing himself in the corner and no one else laughing.
Exactly.
Everyone else is just like, oh, come on, man.
That's enough, mate. I happened in Enniskillen. I did the same dirty set the night before in Enniskillen. It was just like, now, come on, Michael.
Stop it now.
That's enough of that now. That dirty talk now.
Is it new stuff about wanking, is it?
It's not even about wanking.
Bucking.
Very changing. It's about failure to buck.
Failure to buck.
It's about attempted buckings.
It's my new memoirs coming out.
That's definitely one thing I need to start writing, something that isn't about sex. I didn't realise how bad it was until I was in Edinburgh. I was like, I've been talking about writing here for 25 minutes. I must say hello.
Okay, yeah, I'm about to go on.
And introduce myself.
What can you do then? Fuck it.
No, I might start doing some satirical stuff, man. Do you mean? Talk about the issues and stuff. Scottish independence, guys.
I don't even. It's been a while since. Oh, Lavery's, I did a big long set last time. Because I was feeling very self indulgent and I went on last.
Aye.
At the gig I run.
Aye.
Because I'm a fucking
sure. Why not? What do you think about fucking Scotland going independent tomorrow? Is it tomorrow or Thursday?
Are they properly doing it?
Well, the vote's on Thursday, but it looks like it's going to... Well, you don't know what to believe, like, but...
I think it's not really going to matter either way.
Some was saying to me it might matter to us. Because if the fucking split from the rest of the United Kingdom...
Oh.
That's a fuckload of money coming out, like... Just not going to be there anymore, so apparently our tax is going to go through the roof. Then we'll have to take the arms, brothers and sisters, for the socialist revolution. Am I right, comrades? Hmm? Das für Deutschlandsfragen?
Well, I don't know. It's not like... I don't know.
Mm.
If someone wants to be independent, you kind of just have to let them, do you not?
But it's a weird thing. Like, I think... Because it looks like it's going to be pretty split.
Like, it was like 51% or something was the last one.
Yeah, 51 to 49 or something on the polls. But... I don't know, I'm one of them, like, I think it's a good idea for them, but at the same time, if it's a difference of 1%, that's your kind of, like, that's not really a fucking majority, is it, like?
Yeah, right.
Do you know what I mean? There should be some sort of fucking clearance in it, because if basically half the country's going to be going, we don't want this.
Yeah, what's going to happen? Do you know what I mean? Although it's, they have enough of a, like, a, if everyone had, if those countries had to stick together for the whole system not to fall apart, it's still a very unique... It's not like you blend, you go from, like, England into Scotland seamlessly and you don't know you're in Scotland. Aye. Like, it's very...
It's like, junk, you're in Scotland.
It's very Scottish.
Yeah.
And the way people are is very different.
You can see their point in some of the stuff they're saying. The money's different, like, yeah.
The fucking rules, the severe amount of pie shops in the fucking Ford's End.
But you think of, like... Because even if you go from, like, the north of England up, like, it just goes fucking suddenly really working class. Do you know, once you hit, like, sort of fucking, like...
Newcastle,
Manchester, places like that, Liverpool, Hull, even all those towns. Everyone's just fucking... skint and fucking factory work and all that sort of shit. And you can see Scotland... I think it's... Like, they're making a good point where, like, a lot of the fucking money for the UK is coming from Scotland. And they vote every fucking election for whoever they want into power. And it doesn't matter because... Like, the people who stand in their constituencies around Scotland... Do you know, like, you end up just getting Tories in power anyway because there's more constituencies in England. There's more of these people representing the rest of the country. Do you know what I mean? It's like us voting for Sinn Féin because Sinn Féin stand here, but you can't vote for Labour because no one from Labour stands here.
Yeah.
But there's still going to be a Labour Conservative Prime Minister kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll be in it anyway.
Mm.
I don't know. I never bothered reading into it that much.
I haven't read that much into it. I just think it's really interesting. To see.
But I don't. I know.
Nor do the listeners, I'm sorry, folks. But
no, loads of people ask about it all the time.
I think it might happen, like.
Yeah.
Because initially
weird,
I thought.
It'd be weird though if it was super tight, like.
It'd be weird, like, passport control going into Scotland's gonna be fucking hilarious. Like, if all that
would
shit
there really be that, though?
Well, see, that's the thing, you don't really know.
Because you can drive all through Europe and probably not get stopped at all. You know.
I reckon enough.
You know, you can just drive between countries. You and I entering Switzerland.
But I don't know what the crack will be with, like, because they've got 18 months to sort of, it's not like it's going to be, right, boom, the next day.
Yeah.
What the fuck's going
on? Because, like, you know, if you look at, like, Edinburgh's a very fucking royalist sort of.
Yeah, well, that's kind of like, it is the capital, like, it's that sort of fucking, you know, big business.
Because I remember doing a joke about the royal baby, and Ray said to me, he goes, you might want to watch that joke up here, they're all very, real, very British, Scottish people. And I was like, fuck them.
Aye. But that's only like...
It's 9:30 on a Friday.
Aye.
Rules don't apply, sir.
But that's not during the fringe anyway, because
fuck
it's
that baby.
Right in the fucking ass.
Can't even remember its fucking name. No one gives a shit. That was what I was saying. Like, everyone gives a shit about them until they're born, and then everyone's like,
aye,
fuck that. Call me back when he's banging strippers.
That's right, they're fucking having another kid, aren't they?
Tell you who's a good lad. Harry. I like Harry.
Aye.
He's a fucking animal.
Fucking right. Get the deck out, Harry. No sweat.
It's out.
Here comes the royal cock.
What's it there? We're not looking at it. We'll take out for half an hour.
Wiping the back of the Queen's dress now. Gives a fuck.
I bought my corgi. Imagine you just talked with sort of Belfast accent for no reason. Where'd you get that accent? Fuck no, he's mate. Tell you what. Don't see some boys with no legs.
In terms of the North Pole and fucking leading them there.
Imagine he said that. Do you see that in Invictus Games?
No.
There was like, war vets, like injured war vets games, basically, like the Paralympics.
Aye.
So that all these boys with their fucking legs blown off and shit. But it was fucking, Jesus Christ, some of them were grim. You know, but it was all...
I think I've seen a wee bit of like the build up to it, or like some sort of fucking like, yeah, there was mini documentary before.
Yeah, warm up type programs for it. It's weird, some of the shit, like.
There's a kind of like, I remember.
There's a guy did a bow and arrow, so he didn't have the draw on arm at the back, right, like that. Whoosh, so he just put his bit up. Can you imagine the fucking force
fucking
it would take?
Hell.
Just fucking yanked it out like that. Whoosh, and then shot the arrow in the thing.
In the back of another arrow, too, probably?
Probably. They buy an apple on the side. Right.
Here's a question, how do you put the fucking second arrow back into it, though? That's terrible, I'm joking. It's one of those things, like, anytime I've seen. Like, I've seen the episodes of, like, fucking Top Gear where they get all, like, squaddies that run into and kind of stuff. And they're always fucking, even though they're fucking missing limbs, they got their good crack.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean,
like, was there one of the guys' fake legs fell off and they're all making fun of him? Like, well, get up, you fucking dick.
Yeah. Well, there probably is that. And then they go home and try and go to sleep at night and they're like,
aye.
Everyone. It was the guy made a point, this guy, ex-Marine, fucking. You know, just stood in one of them things, blew his fucking...
Aye.
Blew everything apart. And they managed to bring his hand back together, but it was like this weird sort of claw type. It was basically like he had that.
Aye.
Like this. And he was legs fucking hanging off and all that shit. Lovely flat. Quite a hot wife.
Aye.
No worries, mate. And they said something like, you know, what's it like not being... normal or whatever, and he goes, but I wasn't a normal person before. It was like I was a Marine commander.
Aye.
I wasn't a normal person. Aye. And you're like, that's fucking savage.
Badass.
Still, they left the trigger finger on him, forgot that fucker. Got one leg here, like death proof or whatever that thing is called. What's it called? It's not called death proof.
Is there something on that?
There was two films, it was like death proof and
the other one?
The girl with the machine gun for her leg. Rose, what's her name? Who was in 50 Dead Men Walking. How's your Matthew Dead Meat? Did our Jimmy get shot? Did he not? How's your ma? Aye, your ma? What's the crack, mate? Gwyneth Smithwicks. You watch the whole film and you're like, none of these people. There has to be an actor from Belfast that they could use.
Aye.
One.
Just phone one of them, like.
Yeah. Instead of they showed this girl like a harp ad from the 80s. That's a show. Just fucking useless.
Hey, God, look at all the deaths over there, mate.
Guys, get back inside the house. They're kneecapping her again.
We're running away from the raw.
Quickly bang your bin lid, trash can bin.
He got shot dead on the sidewalk. How's your man? Just over the end of every sentence. Is that a pet bone over your man?
Come quickly, they're setting fire to a coach.
Oh.
Fucking hell.
That bus is blocking the highway, mate, your man.
So what we're talking about there?
Up the raft.
Fucking right down.
I don't know. We'll do some questions because we're done. Look at her clam there.
She's getting, see, indeed.
She's getting armbarred and her arm snapped.
Psh! And her wee moves, chum.
And you can see her wee fucking hoof down there as well. I went to meet Woodsy yesterday.
Oh.
For an old coffee when he got out of work there. So I did. And went around the Black Bear or whatever. It's a cool place, wee coffee around there.
Uh-huh.
And I was at the Jiu Jitsu and had eaten like breakfast at about 9 in the morning and didn't eat anything right through to about fucking 3 when I met him.
Aye.
And then had two cappuccinos, Mick, and let me tell you,
hey, run back to the house.
This is the thing, I had so much caffeine. I was talking to him in the corner, I was like, right, all the way, right, I'm literally leaving now because I want to shit. And then I got up and nothing
at all.
It was just because I had nothing in my body apart from caffeine.
Aye.
And
pure buzzing.
My asshole was paralysed with coffee.
Hate that. Fucking hate it.
And I was literally like, what? You know, the if you, well, I don't know. I was going to say, like, if they tested you for, oh, gee, is that the glasses there?
I think it could well be.
It's like that Joe Rogan joke. He goes, anytime you see a girl wearing glasses, you're going, I wonder what it would look like if I came in those glasses. It's true.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Or lipstick. That'd be like on my dick.
And
dick. My fucking dick. Bitches,
right?
Questions?
Smorgasbord. I put up a tweet today saying there was so much sick around Belfast today, it wasn't even funny.
Was there something on last night, was there?
I think it's Freshers.
Ah, fuck.
Boke everywhere, like noodles.
Dirty university. You name it, bitch.
You fucking name it. 45 minutes. Hold on. I got this for a tweet. Alex McGovern. Behind on the podcast by 2 months. Your voice will be projected through my house for 8 hours.
Best luck to you.
There you go. That's what happens. It freaks me out if someone says like they actually listen to it. Because you look at the numbers and you go, oh my god, it's like whatever amount of downloads. And then you meet people and you're like, you're saying on the podcast there. You're like, oh, you actually listen to that?
I would call people to that, like, from the old, like, old Audio Picnic video ones we used to do.
Did I show you? Because one day I was like, hashtag searched my name on Instagram because I just got Instagram. I was like, wonder, does this happen?
Are you a hashtag on Instagram?
No, so, like, say someone went to your show, took a photo, or like, saw some comedy last night, Big Bartlett, hashtag Big Bartlett. I'll do it in a minute. I don't know, it just said something like, I don't know, but it was basically, you know, like girls take photos of like their fucking legs when they're in holiday, it looks like two sausages. It was like that. It just said something, new TV or something. There's like a white TV in the wall, and it's us on the fucking screen.
Seriously?
It's just like lying in bed watching a, probably flicker a bean, mate.
Probably was, Colin.
Sometimes you can't handle it, like.
I actually did walk in and go, ma, for fuck's sake. You bite your nails at least, you dirty fuck.
At least leave the sound on, you arm.
That's gonna fall off.
Don't know if I feel worse for the finger of
it's
a bean. Oh, you won't believe me, your lion eyes. Vintage prior there. Why do we kill people who kill people? To show them that killing is wrong. And that's from Careful Coitus.
Careful Coitus?
It's got one of these fucked up, like, Twitter anonymous names.
Let's not answer that, because...
Why do they kill people who kill people? Because some people need killed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And usually those people have already killed people.
You know when they're having these interviews about, like, ISIS? Mm. The Islamic State thing? What do? You fucking murder them all.
But I think that's a fucking... They're talking about airstrikes and shit again, aren't they?
Yeah, because, yeah, that's the dangerous thing. Because they'll move into, like, residential areas and there'll be clatter.
Aye.
But you gotta murder them, like...
Oh, aye.
You have to murder.
Definitely, like, but you don't need to bomb everybody else too, like.
No, but they need to.
I'm listening too much to my dad and these conspiracy theories, man. I'm getting all fucking, man, that's fucking. I was telling about my dad, no, like, he's got into this fucking, all this weird fucking David Icke conspiracy shit, right? See Rolf Harris getting arrested? He called it, like, or Cliff Richard, sorry, getting arrested for all that shit. My dad called that about a year ago, and he says the next one, right, allegedly, according to some of the people, is fucking Del Boy.
David Jason?
Mm-hmm. So, ladies and gentlemen, if that comes up with David Jason's been arrested for U-Tree, you know my dad fingered him.
Paddy Bartlett. My finger, you were following this. Your man has been being at it.
Only fools and horses.
Only fools with horses.
Sometimes just a horse.
There's a documentary I watched. I don't know if I told you about this. The guy basically grew up in a care home.
Mm.
In the 70s or whatever, he's probably about 50, and like had obviously spoke to other people who were involved in that ring of paedophiles, like all those yew tree ones that you see, and apparently they would go to like the Channel Islands, you know, like Jersey and all that shit, and they would take a boat out and they would take like kids from this fucking home on like day trips that
fuck
were basically
me.
Like fuck orgies and everything, but they were like, from the stories. And this guy, you know, is like funding his own documentary.
Right.
It was all very weird, and I didn't really get into it. I never really properly watched it, but I was basically listening to him talk on a radio show, and they were saying like it was like snuff shit they were into.
Fucking hell!
Like they would take these kids that were like, some of them were like disabled, and there was one guy, he was like a politician in the '70s or something, that. He would just like fucking choke kids till they went out and then let them wake up again and then just keep choking them out.
Fuck me, like.
And then there was ones, like, they apparently they castrated a boy. And then they're bringing up all these names. And one of them was Edwina Curry, right?
Fucking hell.
Who apparently got some wee fella to munch her box out. And the guy was reading out quotes. He goes, these are direct quotes from, like, whoever he was speaking to, right. And all, saying, like, that she said, have a little nibble of my cunt or something. And, you know, he then said that the stench was fucking unbearable.
Fuck me.
And you're just like, can you imagine if that's like a bad movie. Aye. Like, if there's just this shit, like, ring of people, they've loads of money. And just, that's the thing, they were like, they would do this horrible shit to the kids, but compared to what their life was like in care, you know, you have nothing, basically.
Aye.
So they would bring them on the boat and they'd let them eat all this shit and let them smoke when they're like 14 and drink alcohol. Aye. And fuck about it. But then the next minute you're getting gangbanged.
Fucking dummy punched by fucking John fucking Majors bit in the side.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck me.
But it was just fucking. I must look it up and watch that. The only thing that put me off watching it is it's not a proper document. You know, the guy.
Yeah, it's not great quality, sort of.
The guy's, you know, fired it together himself, type of thing.
There's loads of, like, even so much shit. It's just like, I keep meaning to read it. Just read it for the fucking pleasure of, like, you know, like, indulging yourself in a bit of fucking. Imagine this is the way the world works, man, even if it isn't.
Yeah.
But some of the shit that, like, my dad's been reading up and talking about. Like, he was, like, even that fucking thing, he was like, I've been covering that shit up for years. And of course when it came out in the news, my dad was like, fucking told you.
Did you not hear the Johnny Rotten interview?
No.
He talks about Jimmy Savile. About
this, but I didn't, I didn't see that.
They're interviewing Johnny Rotten, he said something like, who would you like to assault? Something. And he goes, it'd be quicker if I told you who I would like to kill, or something like this. Yeah. And it goes, it's kind of like off the record, it's not like a proper question answer thing. And he just goes, yeah, fucking Jimmy Savile, I'd like to kill him. And he goes, but we're not allowed to talk about that, are we? Like, it's a real seedy, like,
yeah, it was just like back in
yeah,
the day,
this is
the
fucking set. I'll fucking play it now. It's Creepsville, like, but it was probably going about, but you just weren't allowed to say,
aye,
because it was like you're on BBC or whatever. We have the, yeah, here we go. Johnny Rotten, Jimmy Savile. This is creepy as fuck. And, like, I would believe that because that was what he was all about. Like, he wouldn't give a fuck that the,
aye,
you know, the fucking industry was trying to have certain rules and shit. Here.
Do you think you're going to make a film?
Huh?
Would you like to make a film?
Yes. In it, I'd like to kill a lot of people.
How many people?
Oh, about 200. Well, they'd all be famous names. I'd love to kill Mick Jagger on film, but I bet he'd never do it because his ego would be deflated or something absurd.
Might be good for his public image.
Yeah.
So who else is on the list then? On the goner list?
Oh, it's endless, believe me. It's easier to list the people I don't want to kill.
A serious thing.
All five of them.
So how are you going to go about this massacre?
I don't know. I just want to make a film of it. On film, I'd like to kill Jimmy Savile. I think he's a hypocrite. I bet he's into all kinds of seediness that we all know about but are not allowed to talk about.
What?
I know some rumours.
People always tell you things, don't they?
And I'm a bitch, eh? Don't you think?
Okay.
But,
fuck me.
Of all the people, because he was a complete, like, you know, anarchist. You know, like, I don't give a I know he sells butter now, but gotta pay those bills, man.
But he's like, keep that herd out.
Yeah, but at that time, the 70s.
That's a big fucking thing to come out with. Like
he probably thought he was the king of the world, could have got away with anything, so he was just like, I'll say it. But look at him. In fact, the more I think about that joke thing did, the more I'm like, son of a bitch, that was a good joke.
Fucking right, keep doing it.
That was a good joke, man. And right now, look at that, it just makes it even creepier.
Aye.
That, like,
I couldn't even look at a still of him. After hearing Johnny Rotten's voice. I don't know what the fucking.
I mean, that's an especially creepy picture, aye, like. But, Jimmy Savile, shame, girl, Millet. He's just fucking creep, man. I mean, there is an element of that sort of 70s, whatever, yeah, 80s, like, where like you could probably like walk through your office and fucking slap your receptionist on the arse.
Hey, sweetheart.
And she couldn't sue you.
Aye.
And now it's like, no, you can go to jail for that sort of shit. But there was probably at that level, but then it probably just like, there was just mad creepiness.
Yeah.
People were just like, yeah, I'm gonna bang this wee boy over here. And what's really gonna happen?
Yeah. Was not, did someone not fucking tell me, it's like John Peel would fucking, he would, had no problem even admitting that he would beat like fucking 15-year-old fucking groupies and shit like that.
Probably, but he's not raping.
No.
You know, well, what I mean?
Yeah, I suppose.
If you were, like, I was listening to someone's podcast.
I'm saying, yeah, I suppose. Like,
no, but that's the thing. If you were, it's like that R. Kelly thing. You know, it turns out the girl's 17 or something. You're like, she's in a hotel room with 8 other fucking sluts
aye.
At 4 in the morning. And she receives dick, as well she should.
She's getting a free bed for
it. Yeah. You know, what's the fucking problem?
Aye. So what about, did you see that fucking thing, the wee lad who, like, was fucking banging his teacher for ages? And she's getting sent down because he, like, basically touted on her.
And the girl's hot as fuck.
She's fucking banging, like, yeah.
I didn't see that. It's like, and she was getting on for like sodomy or something. That was one of the charges.
Seriously?
I mean, showing a wee pinky up his dad.
Was he sodomizing her or was she sodomizing him?
No, she got done for sodomy, apparently. That was one of the charges. Like forced sodomy or something.
Fucking hell.
Shoving fucking
dead someone's pooper like
or something.
Banging two dusters inside it.
Different type of hole punch.
Because his arsehole is stationary covered. The annex. That's
all the shit though.
Yeah.
Unless you put a knife up my arse, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, put a knife up your arse and then cut my toes with it.
Yeah. Fucking hell. But I don't know. It's unfortunately, it is different when it's a, you know, a woman banging a young man.
Yeah.
There was a thing I was going to say.
You're right, like it is that kind of, because all the fucking media he's been getting is like, what a fucking dick, what'd you tell anybody? I mean,
but you never know, like, there's probably a load of, it happens, like, loads of times where, like, teachers have read students.
Mm.
But, like, if some fucking 16-year-old girl just has, you know, people have that, like, a thing about older men and stuff.
Aye.
She's probably sitting there creaming them in the class. And it's just like, do you want to ride me? And he, like, he's probably, like, fucking biting his tongue off aye. His own mouth, just going,
no, thank you.
No, thank you. And then one day, he's just like, fucking, you know, pulling her skirt up and all, and he's like, got a root in his pocket.
Aye.
And he's just like, fuck this.
Class ended.
See you in prison, motherfucker. Prison break. Shawshank.
Pow. It'll teach me how to be in jail.
Yeah. Free maths class at the fucking at lunch. I don't know, but it is definitely different. And it's like, you know, if you're like a teenage boy that gets raped by a woman,
aye,
you probably deserve that.
Okay, yeah, well, take a few kickboxing classes down at the Y.
Yeah, from about 16, I was walking around high school like a fucking grown man.
Aye.
Like there was no, physically no difference between like me.
A 35-year-old substitute teacher.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know, it's a different story when it's that way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird. Let's all talk about teenage rape. Oh, I was listening to a thing earlier. They were talking about some porn star who, she shot a film when she was younger, like, but she was like 17 or something.
Aye.
When she filmed it, and then all the tapes were like illegal, even though you'd look at it and just go, that's a fucking,
like, in the States, you know, is 18, isn't it?
Like, she's about 20, you know,
like, aye.
Got a bush going on there, big old mega
old middies. You said an original, eh?
What is it? Take old Betty. What is it? Take old Betty.
Take old Betty. Get some big old Betty.
Big old Walter Mitty.
A Brad Pitty.
That's a Brad Pitty right there. Next question. Right. If a deaf person is taken to court, is it still called a hearing? Oh, fuck off your riddles.
Fuck off with your magic.
You fucking... You're like a leprechaun. Why isn't the number 11 pronounced 1D1? Because you'd have to do that shit every time you said it.
Amazing.
Well, why isn't 12 1D2 then?
1D2, 1D3.
But that's the way like Spanish would work. You know, you'd say like, or you know, like they would say like 10 and 2.
Aye.
The way travellers would. I'd fight him and he's 3 and 20. Have you seen this guy, Baldy?
No.
Baldy McDonough. He's like a famous, he must be like, I don't know, he does all these like internet call outs the way they all do. But the cunt is definitely retarded. And he's like, he's the odd shape and his bottom teeth look like fucking cockles.
Right, Jerry. Yes. Okay. Right, just, I'm outside your house.
Couldn't put an age on
him. I'm outside your, squat, right?
It's a house. But
listen to me. See you, Jared. I'm inside your house now, yeah? And my poor daddy, I will kill you stone dead. I'm inside your mother's house. You're not worth a slap. I say, fucko, I put him asleep during the night with two boxes. And that's my poor daddy. So I wouldn't like what I do to you. Do you know what I'd do to you, Jared?
I'd clap.
And my poor daddy, this is what I'd do to you. I'd run in and just go, ba-bang! Ba-ba-ba-ba-bang! Ba-ba-ba-bang! Ba-ba-ba-bang!
What the fuck is he talking
about? Ba-ba-bang! Snap face! Do you hear that? Well, look at me. I'm telling you now, I'm outside your door. Look at your door, look at your door. Look
what
your
a
door,
useless
cunt. Look at your door. Outside it. Out fucking inside it, mate.
Fucking
outside your fucking, you dirty four-eyed cunt. I'm down the clinic every day, Muppet. I will smash your face, silly.
His
cunt.
Fucking teeth are making my teeth.
Yeah,
like
peace up. Hey, town, nigga.
How, like, I have to go and get a root canal tomorrow, right? And my teeth are fairly normal.
They're fucking rotted then.
They do look like bits of beach. Yeah. Like shells and bits of seaweed.
Yep.
How is he not just...
There's a snail living in one of them, like...
How is he not rolling about in pain on the floor?
Fuck me. You have to, like, lick your teeth and make sure they're all still there?
How the fuck... You're gonna have nightmares about that.
Fucking right.
How is it not sore as fuck?
Kyle, your toothbrush is real quick.
I fucking beat you.
Love the way he comes out with... Peace up, Ed Town. Fucking
peace up,
Little John from an Usher song. Fucking yeah. Gangsta!
That just come out in the gypsy world.
How doesn't it help, you know?
Usher.
Side B, Daddy, side B!
Judging by his shadow box in there, he couldn't fight sleep. I knocked him out with two boxes. Two boxes of bricks.
Two boxes of fucking... Sweeties, looks at his teeth. I can't be funny quickly, Mum. I need to go home to my bed.
Disgusting bastard. Oh my god, it's 2011. Right. Right, let's rattle through these like super quick, man. Why is X Factor still a TV show? Because people like a freak show.
Yep.
Full of retards. What are your views on the Oscar Pistorius trial? Guilty or not? Definitely guilty. Definitely guilty. Someone.
Yep.
I love seeing people react too quickly. You got... acquitted of
murder,
premeditated murder, and everyone went, the fucking justice system is disgraceful, money talks, and they're like, no, he'll get done, like, he definitely shot
it'd
him.
It'd be interesting to see how long he'll go down for, though.
Well, it's done, 16
did he,
years.
Oh, did he get 16 years, did he? I didn't even fucking say that, but I thought it was adjourned for another fucking couple of months. I don't think he'd be going to trial until October. Because there was something,
maybe
I think
overheard like a possible 16 months or
something. Last I think there was something like they extended his bail at the start of October or something.
I don't know. But like he definitely shot and wanted to kill someone.
Aye. Many times did he hit her?
It's such bullshit. They obviously had a row and he lost his mind and shot her.
Mm.
There's no fucking way the average person wouldn't know that their partner was in the toilet.
Aye. Definitely not.
Horse shit. What was that tweet you wrote?
Oh, but the judge should have just gone, who intrudes into your, who like sneaks into your house and goes for a shit in your own sleep before robbing you, like.
Yeah. Oh, this is this is lovely here, isn't it?
Home Alone 3 with the shitty bandits.
I'm taking a shot.
You having a piss, Riva?
Riva.
You having a creep? Doing a damp?
Blade runner.
I told you to keep a toilet seat down, you botch.
Ella, can you blade run down the fucking shops? Get some fucking milk, you cunt. Yeah, he's definitely, he's obviously a lunatic.
But, oh, fucking right.
Do people you know or meet expect you to be funny 24/7? And what's the best unexpected thing that's happened on stage? Thanks. You're always surprised if anyone gets you a drink.
Aye.
Do you ever get that?
Yeah.
Like, oh my, thank you so much.
I was in Edinburgh, a couple of people like came over and bought me a pint. I was just sitting at a table. And I was like, sit down beside them, won't you? Like,
yeah.
Let's be friends.
I talk so much shit that people come up to me and be like, oh my god, and then engage in conversation. And then they're like staring at their watch 20 minutes later. Aye. Going, I'm going to go now, okay? And we're like, go leave me.
There's a couple of lads actually from over here came to see my show in Edinburgh. Ended up going for like a couple of pints afterwards. Good crack. I can't remember their fucking name though, because there's not many sessions afterwards. Lovely chaps now, the same. Lovely chaps.
You rude cunt.
I know.
Do people expect you to be funny 24/7? Here's what I hate. When people go, say something funny on video or something, you're like, go away and fuck yourself.
You phone my fucking sister.
Speak to my friend on the phone here. No.
So I went to the doctor's yesterday to get, I had to get antibiotics because my skin went mental from not looking out for myself. And was leaving the doctor, I had to get a fucking photo of the receptionist and the fucking doctor's like.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
That was one of those ones where you're like, are you fucking...
There has to be some sort of like...
professional fucking...
Yeah, yeah. It happened to me like when I was in the hospital when 8 years ago. And now nurses getting photos and shit.
Aye.
And I was like, I know we get photos here, but I'm just going to have to sit here now for 40 minutes while no one does anything.
Yeah, I went for fucking... Not for my fucking date in Derry. I went for some date and had to get a photo with like... the girls who fucking, like, the fucking waitresses in the restaurant, and they were sitting down, they hadn't bought us her bill yet, and I was going, they're bound to have picked something off that. And it was like fucking 56 quid for the shittiest fucking food I'd ever eaten. Do you know what I mean? Like, you kind of go, if I'm, surely you would at least knock a fucking half a dessert off it.
You've made me feel awkward.
Or bring us out a free fucking...
You've made me feel awkward.
Yeah. I had to stop eating my fucking food. Did you stop?
You've interrupted the dinner and a date, which is weird.
Yeah.
And it's still like, yeah, fuck you.
Yeah.
It happened one time.
Do you ever find like you have to like straight away go into like boom showbiz? You have to like you don't want to be rude sometimes, and you end up going, of course you can. Yeah.
I try and be nice to people, but it depends if they're cunts. If they come up and they're like, get a photo. Come on, you fucking. You're like, just take it and fuck off. But like it happened before, we were out with dinner with Maureen and like fucking her mum and dad and all, and it was in Portadown.
Aye.
There's like a nice restaurant there. They had tickets for or like vouchers for.
Aye.
Went in and everyone's like, "Hello, sir. Would you like a fucking blah blah?" And you nearly rather it just up front. They went, you're fucking whatever." Aye. And you go, "All right." And then, but they did. They acted normal all night, and then just as relieving, was like, "Man, can I get a photo off?"
Aye.
And then fucking.
I think the worst one was that fucking at the airport that time. We probably talked about it in the podcast a lot of times. That guy was like, when we were going out for a smoke, and the guy was like, can I see your passport, mate?
Oh, that cunt. That's gonna kill him.
But that's like a fucking, that's one of the,
that's an abuse of power. Yeah. Like, yeah, he's not, it's not a, because he was expecting the fucking passport to say Barry the Blender.
Right.
And he goes, that's not what he said your name was. And I felt like going, I'm gonna strangle your fucking highlights, you faggot. That's what a faggot is. People go, it's a gay slur. It's not. It's reserved for actual faggots. God hates fags.
He also hates cunts.
I was going to do a bit saying, like, you know, God hates fags. And you're going, no, you think God, who isn't real anyway, hates what you think a fag is.
Aye.
And if you're a person who's afraid of gay people, you're a faggot.
Aye.
That's what you are.
I've only ever done it once in libraries, but, like, fucking religious people going, well, I think gay people, I think it's unnatural when people make a choice. That's
egghead. Egghead.
Remember that bit where like a teacher in our school, I think gay people make a choice to be gay and it's very unnatural and it's not the way God intended us to be. And a girl in my class was like, have you ever heard of the male G-spot? Because it's up your hole.
That's great. Like, it's up your shitter, like.
And your hole.
Not really. Male G-spot is the big purple bit at the end of your dick.
Purple, mine's more of a sort of pinkish hue to it.
It's a gradient. It can be from like a purpley. It depends.
It depends what sort of mood you're into.
You know, if you're kind of flaccid, you're talking probably slightly more of a purple.
Aye. Well, mine's more of a pink. Flaccid. And then like roaring red whenever it's probably the infection. Roaring red with scratch marks in the tip.
My jizz is like ambrosia custard.
Aye.
Freshers week.
See when your spunk comes out, just go.
Ting. Right, we're on this shit. The fucking. Fuck it. Right, I'm going to rattle through these.
No bet.
More than 10 minutes,
mate. Fuck me.
Favourite Halloween and Christmas movie?
I haven't seen.
From Rebecca Markowski?
I haven't seen one of them mixed again, I. Mrs. Doubtfire all year round. What the fuck? Home Alone for Christmas. That's that other song. Home Alone for Christmas.
That bit you did about the falling asleep during one movie and waking up.
Oh, aye.
Fucking incredible. But that, I think that's a real, like, comedian's joke.
Yeah.
It's not funny as fuck, but do you know what I mean? Like, a load of other comedians were like, oh, you cunt. You fucking cunt. Because it's simple, but it's just, like, everything good, it's just floating.
Aye.
Waiting for someone to steal it. Favourite Halloween movie? I don't know, what's a Halloween movie? Scary one?
Like a scary one? The Conjuring? Never watching that fucking...
I don't like scary movies.
Yeah.
Because generally they're not that actual... They're not actually that good a movie half the time. And then I don't like being made to jump.
Aye.
Freaks me out. William Graham. Why some sad people lead two lives, Facebook life and then reality? Everyone does.
Yeah, if you're putting your real life on Facebook, the government can fucking say it.
Well, I do material about that, saying no one puts up the other shit you don't see.
No.
You only put up the really fun shit.
Although you do get some people put up, like, you've seen those fucking people taking funeral selfies and shit like that.
Yeah. But here's what I've noticed.
Which I have a cousin who's been doing it for years anyway, before no, Facebook.
There's no, like, self-awareness or shame around taking selfies now.
Aye.
You know, before you'd see, you know, look around and kind of, out in the piss. Now people just go, I've that right now, blah, 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 blah. Alright, and it just makes sense. Like, I've seen Ben do Snapchats, right? And it's the same face.
Aye.
And he goes, and then writes something.
I've seen fucking, if you go on Snapchat now, it's like people fucking taking videos their nights out.
Yeah.
So like, and it's the same shit. People like hold it up and do that spinny round thing when they're dancing and everyone's fucking... And you're like, what you've done there is you've stopped having a good time to take your phone out, unlock it, put your fucking password in, swipe through all your apps, find fucking Snapchat, wait till your shitty phone loads it all up. Then you've probably tried to hit record, your phone hasn't recognized you've hit the fucking button, then you've done it again just to go, base him out. And you've took 2 minutes out of that fucking 3 minute song just to record the last, fuck. And it's young people.
I tried it and deleted it. I just didn't get it. I didn't see the point of it.
I only like it because it erases the dick pics after you send.
Roughly how many dick pics are floating about of your dick?
Not that many. 4 or 5.
You just have to not put your face in it.
Exactly. Could be anybody's dick.
Because then dick's all in your mouth.
Exactly.
Yeah, it could be anyone's dick. Ha, stroked. Mine's actually black.
I would make it spot your fucking crippled feet anywhere at the end of it.
Appendix, but on past that one dick.
Scabby dicks. Just looking behind the dick there, you'll see the two dropped webbed arches of Mickey Bartlett.
Did you see any of the naked photos of, like, what is it, the fappening, as they called it?
No, didn't see any of those, like.
You didn't see the Jennifer Lawrence ones?
No.
Yeah.
I still find Scarlett Johansson any fucking time I want, though.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And Kat Dennings as well from fucking...
Big Norks.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like the mystery's taken away when it's just a shitty phone picture.
Aye.
Like, the girl Jennifer Lawrence, I would say half of her appeal is she is kind of normal.
Yeah.
So when you see the photos of her, like, with no gear on, first of all, I bet she just loves it. She's bound to just love receiving dick.
Think so?
No one takes photos like...
I didn't see any. I don't even know what the...
Grabbing your tit, like, they were... raunchy photo of them. Aye. Just like, look at my titties.
Yeah,
they were like, they're someone else taking a photo of her, just like squishing her tits.
Well, someone else took them,
unless you put this fucking timer on, ran across the room, took her cacks off.
Might as well cacks off before she put the timer on. Can you put a timer on then? I don't know.
No, you can't. Someone definitely
took it. That's fucking Because there's, I think, like,
but she's kind of just a normal, she's in good neck, like, but, you know.
My favorite type of, like, Diddy picture of them ones where it's like, there's no posing whatsoever. So, like, is that a bruise, my tit? Click. Hey, nipples half hanging there? Click.
My favorite tit pics are the ones that are, like, videos and they're, like, porn.
Yeah, they're, like, moving up and down, though.
The pics I take with my eyes with real tits. Really.
Yeah, the ones that don't require 3G or Wi-Fi.
You know, it's kind of like half the fun is not really seeing it. Half the fun is nearly seeing it.
Aye.
Jesus Christ, with the tits. no real talent until they're out and about. Look.
Aye.
It's so sneaky. Love tits, it's sneaky, you know.
Sorry.
There's no shame heaped on, like, just packing your bra out till it looks like you've enormous tits.
Oh, I
definitely don't.
Yeah, I don't.
Imagine like, fellas, like, everyone's like four fellas living in a house or something. Like, McKay, where's my dick and fillets? Yeah. And it's like
my chicken willets.
Where's my giblets? And it's like a fucking rubber set of just lumps that you shove down your pants.
You know, he wears my faux sausage.
My faux shaft.
Here, can I lend half of your cucumber?
I'm using it. Off, I'm going
I'm going in a box.
This girl's walking around going, I mean, it looked like he was packing heat, but then he took off his pants and it's just nothing.
I remember fucking talking to this girl.
Dick there's
a photo of me doing stand-up somewhere. There's a photo of me doing stand-up somewhere and, like, it was a fucking, it was one of them weird fucking Tinder dates I went on. And whenever I'm wearing my jeans are, it looks like my dick's, like, fucking down on my knee, right? And she was all like, I was looking at that photo thinking, look at his dick, what the fucking size is that? And I was like, right, two things. Number one, why the fuck even looking, you creepy bitch? And number two, why would you want a dick down to something? You wouldn't even win, you?
Yeah. Here's what big dick means. There's more hanging out.
Yeah. That's so I'm told. I don't want to feed him.
I have a 12-inch dick. Really? Well, that's a lot of dick, not just hanging out cold.
Yeah. 12-inch dick and a 4-inch muff. Wrong size of fucking wrench, sir.
Yeah, listen, I have a muff like a fucking Pringles tube, so do you don't need a big fat dick.
Yeah. That's right.
Big long fat dick. Come on, man.
I'll be over here.
In fact, guys with like wee tiny dicks are probably just going, I'd put this anywhere. Put us in your arse and your fucking muff mouth bagpiping and you haven't even woke up yet.
I tell you about the fuck, I seen a really fucking. Do you know whatever, like. Do you ever have just a wee porn fest where you're just wanting, like, you start getting bored of it because there's that much of it? You're like, bored of this.
Before every meal.
And you start clicking on, like, the suggested links down the bottom. And there was one that came out that was, like, a guy in a glory hole and his dick was, like about that size. Like, a fucking an inch long maximum, right? And the glory hole's massive because he can't even fucking put his cock through a hole. But, like, he needs surface area. And there's, like, a girl on the other end, like, trying to suck his wee knob. And you see it getting hard, but it doesn't get any bigger. It just,
suck his wee knob.
It just, like, sweats up. And this poor wee, like, fucking dude, like, his balls and everything's through it. And fucking, like, weird pubes and a wee bit of his belly. And the girls just laugh at this wee tiny, tiny penis.
There's people in, like, humiliation porn, though.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, where, like, someone's getting fucking humiliated and laughing at their wee dick and all that shit.
Don't need to Google that.
How do you get into weird, how do you get into weird shit, like?
Do you know what? I can believe how fucking, like, younger people would be into it. Because they've been exposed to that much of it. Because, like, there was a time when we were growing up where, like, finding porn was fucking tricky.
How do you get into someone shagging in your mouth, is what I'm saying.
There's definitely something weird going on there. Like, but how do you fucking... Yeah, how did enough people get into that it's a fucking type of porn?
Yeah, someone's making.
Do you mean, like,
someone's making cash off that?
Yeah, like there's a genre of porn to get dedicated to fucking dirty bastards who like the smell of popo in the face.
A genre. They stick the pee pee into the other man's popo, and the next minute die of AIDS. I don't like gays.
That's not it. You just make it up.
It was a. I used to tell you about it.
Fuck, I remember
Uganda, they were trying to pass a bill and it was called Kill the Gays Bill. Now said it sounded like an order. Alright, he just off to work again.
Kill the Gays Bill.
But the guy,
I'm on my 15 minute break.
fucking orange kill me. Killing these fucking gays, man. I don't know. They just kill you if you're gay in Uganda. And then they had a Ugandan, I put a picture up one day, Pride March in Uganda. I was like, talk about balls, like, that's hardcore.
But four of them running like fuck, was it?
Wee tiny flag, but that's it.
Tina turning on their headphones.
Share. Do you believe? Right. What's the last question? Ian Paisley, queer, gay, or pay in the hole? Equal measures.
Yeah.
I mean, he was definitely like, there's definitely an element to him where it's half the shit he's, you know, like, you could always whine people like, I would glad my child was a fucking, you know, like a, what was it he said? An Irish Ulsterman or something. You know, he would always fuck about with people like, you know, I don't know, he just said things that seemed...
Well, like I think a big fucking testament to him is, like, did you see Martin McGuinness is getting an interview talking about him? And you can see that he's actually quite upset that fucking...
Yeah, he goes, I can honestly say... I've lost a friend. Well, it's one of them things, it's like...
I think that's a testament to him all, like, overall, is the fact that, like, for Martin McGuinness, who... I think he was definitely in the fucking...
Yeah, he's a bad boy.
For someone like that to go, who was probably fucking in it because of the shit Paisley was doing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what he said. He goes, there was undeniably a time when we both hated each other.
Yeah.
Type of thing. But
so like, wasn't there one of those things where they asked somebody one time why, like, the IRA never tried to kill Paisley? And they were like, because he was the biggest fucking recruitment officer we ever had. Every time he opened his mouth, like, fucking...
There's people at the door, fucking the rash app.
Yeah.
Is this where you come to sign up?
He's looking to join the rat. Right, good luck.
I'm wearing the butchers.
Come on in. Like, give me a ring if there's anything wrong. He's got a thumb. Does that him, Jerry? I mean, if that is your ring.
It's not me. Fuck it is.
I had no way I'm fucking big gobby teeth anywhere.
I'm stupid fucking teeth. Not breath. You just know he has bad breath,
dude. Aye, definitely. You ever see his butt, like the bottom row of teeth? Wee tiny fucking the yellow things. Like, yeah.
Like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Dan Watson showed me this video once, right? And it was a documentary of Jerry Adams, and he's talking away to the... I can't do the accent. What is it? Think you did?
The Jerry Adams voice? No, well, it's more sort of like... No, I don't know.
Jerry Adams? I don't know. But anyway.
Well, it's not tooth tomorrow. It's not sort of, is it that sort of thing?
Well, yeah.
I was not and was never in any part of any organisation.
That's pretty good. But he was talking to the camera, blah, 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 and then he would talk to the dog in Irish, and Dan thought this was the funniest shit he'd ever seen. And he's rolling about the floor laughing. And it was funny, like, because the dog had a real fucking stupid, like, old lady name.
Aye.
Like Betty or something. No, it wouldn't have been better. Enya? I don't know any Irish to even take a piss out of it, like.
I don't know that much myself, like.
Was it called Gretchen or something? Is it a really stupid name for the dog? He was like, rah, 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 rah. And then we shout at the dog. He's out gardening and stuff. It was very funny, like.
Chipping over fucking guns. Also not mine.
I
don't know how he not got there.
How am I like, guys? Right, I'm going to plug these dates one more time, then we'll go. 24th of September, Lavery's Comedy Club. First gig in the Belly Laughs Festival. Kicks the whole thing off.
I'm not even fucking in that.
Who?
Me.
What do you mean?
The Belly Laughs.
You doing your own show?
No. Don't know why I'm... Fuck Belly Laughs today.
Were you part of it, though?
I don't know, I don't think so. I don't think it was supposed to be. I don't know. Anyway, talk away.
Well, did they approach you or speak to you?
I really don't know.
Well, then that won't be in it.
I know, I'm just wondering why am I the only fucking comedian in the whole country that isn't?
Because the people have asked to be included or whatever in the Belly Laughs thing.
Oh, do you have to go with them?
They don't just pick... No, they'll probably come, but they don't just, like, sort of take all the gigs that are happening in that period of time and include it in the thing.
No way.
Although it would have been handy because you'd have got a load of coverage for free. I'm sure we are.
God damn it.
What's the tickets like in the IRT?
Don't know. I haven't even checked. But Thursday night, the 18th of September, the Mac Theatre, Mountain.
Yep. And Derry people, I'll be at the Millennium Forum on the 9th. I don't know how it's selling. I don't know if you know if it'll be on. But let's all buy tickets and go. I don't know. Got to the point with, when I was doing the rest of those shows that I just fucking wouldn't even check tickets.
Aye.
I was just like, I'm just going to go because I've been worrying too much about them. And I'm just like, fuck it. I'll just go see what happens. I have to go to the dentist tomorrow. Right. I'm going to sign off this shit.
All the best. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter.
Yep. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter and I Instagram.
Ah.
Trying to give out your Snapchat there in case people want dick pics.
Don't even have it anymore.
You don't have a dick anymore, guys.
Mickey Bartlett, just fucking send me your titties.
And on that note,
good day now.
Bye.